Austin, for whatever reason, was hell-bent on not showing. He got on the plane and went home. He took his ball and went home, and obviously, I'm pissed off.
He was the lead performer advertised to be at that event in a major venue, and he didn't fulfill his obligations. He decided to go home, and that's wrong.
I had a phone call from JR, who's in charge of talent relations, at about 10 o'clock, 10:30 Sunday night, informing me that Austin was not terribly excited about his the creative that we had set for him on Monday.
He mentioned on Sunday that, you know, he wanted things changed or he wasn't coming to work. And I said, you know, that's not the way you handle your problems. It's not the way you do business. It's not the way we do business. And so I asked him if he'd talk to Vince, and he said no. And I said, well, how come? And, you know, he just, there was just a lot of aversion there. He just was very uncomfortable about talking to the owner of the company about his issues. He has never been in the past until the last few months.
I then immediately called Austin on the cell phone and told him no matter what hour, you know, it was when he got this message to call me. So about 2 o'clock in the morning, he called me. So that began my Monday. I went through the entire creative process with him, explained how this was good for him and good for the company, and he said, all right. So in any event, not that I needed his approval, but it's always important when you're working with talent for them to buy into what it is you're trying to do, because they feel a lot better about it. They feel a part of the creative process, and that was what I attempted to do and thought I had done.